Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's share is once again sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank both of them again very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So we are holding on Daf Chaf Am Beis. We are at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss what a Balkeri is allowed to say as far as Brachos and as far as Kriya Shema is concerned. So that's going to lead us into the sugya of Hiru Kedibur Dami or Hiru Lav Kedibur Dami, because one of the suggestions is going to be have a Balkari not say the words, but let him at least be Maharher the words. Then the Gemara in Amud Aleph is going to get into the topic of which brachos are Daraisa, the brachos of Birchsa Mazon and Birchsa Torah, and how we know that each of these brachos are Daraisa, and can we learn one from the other that a Birchsa Mazon lif Faneha should also be Daraisa, and a Birchsa Torah la'achareha should also be Daraisa? Or is it only the other way around? Or is it only that a bracha before learning Torah and a bracha after eating food is Daraisa, but the other brachas are Darabanan? The Gemara is going to discuss what a person should do if he's not sure if he has davened yet or not. So can he just daven again? If he's not sure, what should a person do if he's not sure if he recited Kriya Shema? What should a person do if he's not sure if he said Emes V'yatziv? And the Gemara is also going to talk about if a person remembers right in the middle of davening that he has already davened. How does he deal with that in the middle? Or if a person is davening on Shabbos and realizes right in the middle that he's davening a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Usually that happens at Salach Lanu, and then he scratches his chest and looks around. But that's so if a person realizes at that point that he's already that he's in the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara is also going to talk about if a person comes late to shul, when should he start his own Shemoneh Esrei, and when should he just go with the Shemoneh Esrei of the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazar Sashatz, and say it along with him? When is it worth the risk of starting his own Shemoneh Esrei? So how much do you have to do you have to catch of the Chazar Sashatz in order to warrant saying your own Shemoneh Esrei? The Gemara is going to also talk about the source for the idea that 10 people constitutes a minyan, and a machlokas whether you stop for Amenya Heishmei Rabba in Shemoneh Esrei. We paskin not to, by the way. And we'll discuss also the source for the idea that a Balkeri is Aser B'divrei Torah, and proof that Rabbi Yehuda is not Doresh Smuchim, doesn't darshan the juxtaposition of two different ideas in Psukim, except for in Mishnah Torah. So we have once again a packed daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf and Beis. Balkeri Mahar Belibo Veinam Varich Lelufanel V'lo Lachrel. Balkeri should be Maharer. We're talking about Kriya Shema over here because the first three Prakim of Maseches Brachos are all about Kriya Shema. So he should think about the words of Kriya Shema in his mind, but he should not actually enunciate the words of Kriya Shema, and he does not say the Birchas Kriya Shema Lo Lufanel V'lo Lachrel. Not the Brachos before and not the Brachos after, even be Hirhur, because the Birchas Kriya Shema, as we're going to see, are not Doraisa. So for that which is Doraisa, Kriya Shema itself, that is Mahar Belibo. Ve'ala Mazon, when it comes to a bracha on food, Mivarich la'achrov, he should be Maharer a bracha achrona, ve'enu Mivarich lefanov. But he's not even Maharer a bracha rishona. So bracha v'amotzi he skips entirely, but the benching, he should be Maharer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mivarich lefneim ulachreim. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to Birch's Kriya Shema, and when it comes to Birch's Mazon, Rabbi Yehuda's going back on the whole Mishnah, all of the cases, when it comes to Birch's Kriya Shema and Birch's Hamazon, he can say the bracha bipeh. He doesn't have to be married. He can say the whole thing. Lefneim ulachreim, both the brachos before and the brachos after. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah explains, and he points out that Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with the Tanakama on two critical points. Tanakama, first of all, distinguishes between Birch's Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema itself, where Rabbi Yehuda makes no such distinction. Birch's Kriya Shema has the same din as Kriya Shema itself, which is an interesting yisod, that there are a number of halachos about Birchas Kriya Shema that are not typical of halachos of brachos. Birchas Kriya Shema almost has a status of Kriya Shema itself, which led, and if you look through these sugis, you'll find many, many indications that that's the case, that these are not regular Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's what led Rav Salvechik to the conclusion, to the yisod, that when Chazal were misaking Kriya Shema, they were misaken not Kriya Shema and then separately a bracha on Kriya Shema, but they were misaken a separate kiyum called
Kriyashma im Birchoseha. The Birchos Kriyashma is part of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And based on that, he paskin the Halacha L'maisa, that if a person has an option to daven at a minyan that's going to miss man Kriyashma, even if he's going to say Kriyashma earlier, better to daven b'yichidus and say Kriyashma im Birchoseha together with the brachos than to daven with a minyan that's going to catch Kriyashma, but only after the Zman Kriyashma. Because even though he could say Kriyashma on his own before, the Kriyashma in Birchoseha is going to be after the Zman. So not everyone agreed with that, but that Mariv Rabbi Rav Shachter does that kaseid. Every time he goes away to a shul for Shabbos that doesn't make Zman Kriyashma, he'll just daven Shachris B'Yechidus and pretend to daven when he's at shul. But that was Rav Soloveitchik's approach. That's why we try to be so makbid, and Mr. Son will be able to be again when we move into the building, about catching Kriyashma in Birchoseha before the Zman of Kriyashma. So anyway, so that's one point that they disagreed. Second point, Tanakama asers saying Kriyashma b'peh, and Rabbi Yehuda Lau saying Kriyashma b'peh. Now, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that a Balkari could just do anything. He's moda that other Divrei Torah a Balkari is not allowed to say, because then he's going to come to delve into Divrei Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda's only matir these things that do not require any ha'amaka. They don't require any sort of further thought. You just say these words, and you're say the mitzvah. The Shita Mukubetzas explains that Rabbi Yehuda's matir saying only the birchas kriyashma and birchas hamotzi, which are drabanan, but kriyashma and birchas hazan, which are daraisa, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to be mahar belibo. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah, but that's how the Shita Mukubetzas understands against the Ran, who says that no, Rabbi Yehuda's saying all of birchas kriyashma with kriyashma, all of birchas hamazan, he could say bipeh. Says Gemara, Amar Avina, zos omeres, here or kedibur dami. From the fact that we suggest that the Balkari should be Maharher, that implies that you're accomplishing something by being Maharher. That being Maharher is the same as actually saying the words. Because if being Maharher were not the same as actually saying the words, then what's the point of being Maharher? Elamai, here Kedibur Dami? Well, if that's the case, that here is Kedibur Dami, then Yotzi Besvasav. Why not just say Kriya Shema? If it's anyway the same as speaking, so just speak, just say the words. So answers the Gemara, Kida Ashkechan B'Sinai. No, the Gemara explains, even though as far as being Yotzi, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, here is Kedibur, but it's not Kedibur as far as the Balkari's Isser to be Maharher. And the reason is because we find by Mamin Har Sinai that they had to separate from their wives in order that they shouldn't become a Balkari when they're Osek B'Torah, and they were Osek B'Torah B'Dibur at Har Sinai. So it's based on Har Sinai that Ezra was Mesakein, that a Balkari has to go to the mikvah before he learns Torah. So they were only gozer on the kind of Torah that was learned at Har Sinai, and that was Dibur, that was not Hirhur. So Tosfos raises the obvious question. They all spoke Torah at Har Sinai. I thought they were receiving the Torah at Har Sinai. They were listening to the Torah. Where was the speaking at Har Sinai? So Tosfos says, you're right, they were shosek at Har Sinai, but shomea ka'ona. And since there was dibur, it wasn't just hirhur. There was a dibur happening, and they were being mitztarif to that dibur by being shomea that dibur, by listening to that dibur. So that's not called hirhur. That's shomea ka'ona. That's as if they themselves are saying the words. Pnei Shur just points out that l'chor, it's difficult. All you see from there is that here kedibur dam is that when there is actual dibur, a balkari cannot participate in that. You do not see that when there's hirhur that he can. You don't find any source for that. All you see is that by Har Sinai there was actual dibur and he couldn't be a balkari. Balkari wasn't allowed to participate in when there was actual dibur. But you don't find the reverse. You don't find that when there's no actual dibur that a balkari is allowed to participate in that. So that's a challenging point that the Pnei Yeshua raises. How do we know to be mechalik at all between hirhur and dibur b'divrei Torah? After all, if we're going to say hirhur k'dibur dami, so then as far as him being yotzei his chiyuv, so mehechitesi that there's a difference between hirhur and dibur at all. Rav Chista amar hir lav k'dibur dami. Rav Chista says, no, I disagree. Hirhur is not k'dibur dami, and a person is not yotzei anything when he's just maharher the brachos or the kriyashma. Because if of hearer was kidibur dami, then you might as well speak. Meaning, if it's mamish the same thing, you might as well say the kriya shema. Elamai hearer lav kidibur dami. So it says, so what? Your other option is that hearer does nothing. Well, then lama maharher. Why are we suggesting that the balkari be maharher if he's not accomplishing anything by being maharher? So Amar Blazer kadesh lo yehu kolo olam oskin bo vu yoshev batal. The reason we suggest that he be maharher is not because he's actually accomplishing the mitzvah. It's just that it looks really bad if he's not maharer. Not looks really bad, but it seems off for him that everybody else is going to be osik in kriya shema and he's going to be sitting there doing nothing. So the Pnei Yeshua points out, according to that, what you have to say is that the Mishnah is talking dafka when he's betzibur, because if he's biyachid, then there is no kala olam oskin bo vuhu yoshev batal. Miri says no, it means that the whole rest of the world at that same time, around that same time, is being oskin bo. But it could be even be that he's davening biyachidus. So frankly, Gemara, okay, so you just don't want him being yoshev batal. So v'nigros papir kachrina, why not have him be maharer some other chapter of Torah? Why does he have to be maharer dafka kriyashma? So ravad barava b'davar shev tzibur oskin bo. No, it's inappropriate if what he's being maharer doesn't match what everybody else is doing. I frankly, Gemara very tefila d'davar shev tzibur oskin bo. But tefila is also something that the whole tzibur is doing. Mitznan hayomi b'tefila v'nisku shu balkeri lo yafsik eli yikatzer. That if a person is davening and he realizes in the middle that he's a balkeri, he should not stop in the middle of the tefillah. He should just be mekatzer each bracha. So time of the askil, hello askil, lo yaskil. But it sounds like it's only because he started. But had he not yet started, we would tell the balkeri, do not start. Why? Let him be maharher b'tefillah in order that he should be osek in the thing that the tzibur is osek in, just like we said by kriya shema. So the Gemara's question is, why is it that when it comes to kriya shema, we tell the balkeri to be maharher so that he's not different, entirely different than everybody else? Everybody else is involved in kriya shema and he's not. Yet when it comes to tefillah, we don't tell the balkeri to be maharher. He should just sit there quietly without any hirhurim of tefillah in his mind. So why not? Why not have hirhurim of tefillah? Says Mar Shaini, Tefillah de Lespe Malch Shemayim. Tefillah is not as important to participate with everybody else because it doesn't have a Kabbalah's Al Malch Shemayim. So by Kriya Shema, they said a Balkari has to be Maharer in order that it shouldn't look like he's not interested in being Makabal Al Malch Shemayim. But by Tefillah, there is no Kabbalah's Al Malch Shemayim. Frankly, Gemara v'arei birchsa mazon la'achrav d'lasvei malch shemayim u'tzran al mazon mevarech la'achrav einu mevarech l'fanav. What about birchsa mazon? Benching. We said that by benching there's no kabbalah sol malch shemayim, and yet the Mishnah says that you should be maharer benching. So from the fact that you see that you're maharer, the balkari should be maharer benching, you see that the reason that they were mesakin to be maharer by kriya shema has nothing to do with ol malch shemayim, because even things that are not ol malch shemayim, you're maharer. Says Gemara, it's a different reason. Why is it that by kriya shema, by benching, we're mesakin that Balkari should be maharer, and yet when it comes to tefillah, not el kriyashman birchsamazon dal raisa utfilah drabanan. It's because kriyashman birchsamazon are both dal raisa, but tefillah is only midrabanan. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvah Hey writes that tefillah is a mitzvah asay shel Torah. It is a mitzvah dal raisa. Says the Ramban in the Asagas to the Sefer HaMitzvos, you're against daf chaf aleph in Maseches Brachos. You don't make a 20 blad into Shas before you run into a stira to what you just said. That how could you say that tefillah is daraisa? The Gemara is explicit that the entire difference between tefillah and on the one hand and kriyas shema birchas hamazon on the other hand, when it comes to a balkari, is that tefillah is only midrabanan. So the Ramban says maybe you could answer based on what the Rambam writes in the very first halacha in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes that the chiyuv min haTorah is that a person should daven every day. But the number of tefillahs you have to daven every day, the nusach ha-tefillah, that's all mitakanas Ezra, that's all midrabanan. So the Gemara says tefillah is midrabanan because it could be we're talking about a guy who already said some sort of tefillah in the morning. And now he's at mincha, now he's at shachris, whatever, but he already said something in the morning. So he's already yotzei his mitzvah of tefillah. He's on the way, running to the train. He said, oh God, please let me not miss this train. And then he caught the train. So now everything after that is only midrabanan. He was mekayim some mitzvah of tefillah. The Ramban doesn't buy it. The Ramban says, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara. It says that tefillah is drabanan. It doesn't say tefillah if he's already davened is drabanan. So Ketz Mishnah is metarit for the Rambam that when we say that a balkeri zeinu mespalel, it means he's not mespalel the nusach hatfila, but he does say a tefillah ktsara for himself one time each day to be yotzei the chiyuv of tefillah min haTorah. It's just the rest of the nusach hatfila that a Baal Keri doesn't do. And that's the whole topic of the Gemara. Or it could be, says the Kesef Mishnah, that the Chamar have the ability to be Mafkia, Mitzvah Sase, B'Shevi Al Tase, to be Yokadav Minat Torah, B'Shevi Al Tase, and they're telling the Baal Keri, you don't have a Chiyuv of Tefillah, and the Rabbanan have the right to do that. That's not the Mashmos of the Gemara either, really. The Tzlach is Miyashiv Shitas Ram a little differently. He says the whole Raya that the Gemara, of the Gemara, that a Baal Keri is not Mispalel, is from the Mishnah that we're going to have in Daf Chav Beis, that if a person is Omid B'Tefillah, and he realizes that he's Baal Keri, so in that case he stops. Now he's Mekatzer. So over there the Chiyuv Tefillah is definitely Drabanan, because when did he realize that he's Baal Keri? In the middle of Shmona Esrei. Well, that means he already said Kriya Shema and the Birchus Kriya Shema. You're definitely Yotzei the Mitzvah of Tefillah Min HaTorah by Kriya Shema and Birchus Kriya Shema. There's lots of things, lots of Bakashos in the Birchus Kriya Shema. So that for sure is already a Kiyum of the Mitzvah Min HaTorah of Tefillah. Okay, that's how you have to work on that Rambam and how it fits with this Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, minayin brachos mazon l'acharei min haTorah? How do I know that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to bench? Shenemar v'achalta v'savata. So that's what we learned yesterday, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is no sepanim to Klal Yisrael, because he shows favoritism to Klal Yisrael, because he only demanded that we bench when v'savata, and we bench even ad kezayis, ad kebetza. There's a chasam sofer, the chasam sofer says that this is talking b'shas bracha, that when we had special brachas, that we would even be soveya with less than a kezayis. So the no sepanim to Klal Yisrael is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, look what Klal Yisrael does, even when they achieve Sviya, unless in the Kazayas, they're makbit to stuff themselves up to a Kazayas or a Kabetza so that it could fit the definition of Achila as well, of how they eat. That's a little bit backwards of the way we normally understand it. How do I know that there's a requirement to recite Birch HaTorah before learning Torah? When I call out the Shem Hashem, I ascribe greatness to Hashem. So what does that mean? Where do you see Birch HaTorah over there? So this is Machlokas, Rashi and the Marsha. Rashi writes, Kishem Hashem Ekra Bivracha, when I first say a bracha, then Havagodel Elokeinu, then I'll learn Torah. So I'll learn the Divrei Torah. Whereas Marsha says, no, Kishem Hashem Ekra means that when I say Divrei Torah are Shem Hashem. The Ramban writes in the Saktamot, his Perush on Chumash, that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says we have a Kabbalah Shalemes, that the entire Torah, all the letters of the Torah, are Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, and even if you rearrange them and break them up in different ways, they all in some way are Meramis to names of Hashem. The whole Torah is Shemos Hashem. So Kishem Hashem Ekro, when I call out the Shem Hashem, when I'm calling out Hashem's name, Havu Godel Elkeinu, I better make sure to say a bracha first. So that's the limud of Birchasa, that Marsha fits much more nicely with the drasha the Gemara has in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that in the Mikdash, whenever they would say the Shema Mefarash, everyone Kala'am, everyone would have to be owned, everyone would have to answer Baruch Shem Kvod Melchuso Li'olam Ve'ed. Why? Because Shem Hashem Ekro, when the Shem Hashem is called out, Havu Godel Elokeinu. So how can you learn two totally separate halachos from the same pasuk? So Elamai, according to the Marsha, it's the same halacha. Whenever a Shem Hashem is called in a unique form, whether it be the Shema Mefarash in the or whether it be Torah, which is also Hashem Hashem, we have a responsibility to respond to it by saying some divrei bracha about the Shem Hashem, about the Ribon Shalom. Am Rav Yochanan, lamanu birchsa Torah l'achrea min birchsa mazon mikal v'chomer. He says, you know what? I can tell you that you chayv in birchsa Torah after you learn Torah, based on the Kal V'chomer from Birch Samazon, or Birch Samazon Lefaneha, mean Birch Satorah Mikal V'chomer. And I can tell you that you chayiv to make a bracha before eating food, based on the Kal V'chomer from Birch Satorah. And it would run as follows. Birch Satorah L'Achra, mean Birch Samazon Mikal V'chomer. The din that you would have to say a bracha on Torah after you learn Torah, based on Birch Samazon, is as follows. Ma Mazon She'ein Ta'on Lefanov, Ta'on Achrav. If there's no pasuk in the Torah that tells me that I have to say a bracha before eating food, and yet the pasuk in the Torah says I have to say a bracha after eating food, so Torah shetuna l'fanah, Torah where the pasuk says I have to say a bracha before, ain't no din shetuna l'achrea. Kal v'chomer I should have to say a bracha afterwards. Ubirch samazon l'fanah, ubirch satorah mikal v'chomer, and I could apply a similar kal v'chomer to tell me that I have to say a bracha before eating food. Uma Torah she'ain't tuna l'achrea, tuna l'fanah, Torah where the pasuk never says that I have to say a bracha after learning Torah, yet I do have to say a bracha before learning Torah. So mazon shutal l'achrea. food, which the Torah says explicitly requires a bracha after you eat, and Udin Sheitan Lefanov, all the more so should require a bracha before you eat. So based on those Kalvachomers are Drasha Midaraisa, it's when the Yigam Midashatan addresses then. So based on those Kalvachomers, it turns out he's suggesting that Rabbi Yochanan is suggesting you need a bracha on food Midaraisa before you eat food, and a bracha on Torah Midaraisa after you learn Torah. So says Marika Lemifrach, we could reject that Kalvachomer based on the following. Malamazon Shekeinene, Malatorah Shekein Chayolam. You can't make Kalvachomers from one to the other, from Mazon and Torah. They each have a unique characteristic. By Mazon, you get physical pleasure from the food, and maybe that's why it requires a bracha afterwards, as opposed to when you learn Torah, there is no physical pleasure. And you can't learn from Talmud Torah to Mazon either, because Torah is Shekein Chayolam, gets you Chayolam Abba, and maybe that's why it demands a bracha beforehand, as opposed to Mazon that only gives you Chayishah. It doesn't give you Chayolam. Va'od, and furthermore, it's a Beferish Mishnah against what we just said. Tanan, ala Mazon Mavarak Lachra, Venim Mavarak Lefanov. The Mishnah says that a Balkari on food only says a bracha after, not a bracha before. Why? Because the bracha after food is Daraisa. The bracha before food is not Daraisa. So don't tell me that there's a Kalvachomer that the bracha before food is Daraisa. It's only the Rabbanan. Tiyufta, and therefore it's a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have later on in the Masechta different suggestions of how we know that a person is supposed to recite a bracha before eating food. After eating food is obvious, that's the possible. But we're going to have 5 or 6 different suggestions how we know that a person is supposed to recite a bracha before eating food. Some of the suggestions are the Raisa sounding suggestions, but in the end of the day, almost every Rishon paskins that Birchas HaMazel Nifaneha is a bracha midrabana, not a bracha midar Raisa. Am Ravita, Savik Kara Kriyashma, Savik Lo Kara. If a person is uncertain whether he said Kriyashma or not, Eino Chazer B'Kari, he should not say Kriyashma again. Savik Amar Emes V'Yatziv, Savik Lo Amar, Chazer B'Amar Emes V'Yatziv. If he's not sure whether he said Emes V'Yatziv, the first of the Birchas Kriyashma L'Achareha, after Kriyashma, he should say Emes V'Yatziv again. My time up. Kriyashma Drabanan, Emes V'Yatziv Midaraisa. A stunning comment of the Gemara. That Kriyashma is only Drabanan, but Emes V'Yatziv is Daraisa. So Rashi, what do you mean Emes V'Yatziv is Daraisa? So it's going to be clear in the Gemara. Rashi points out that it means mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Chi of Daraisa. The Mantisko is Yom Tseis Chomeyaretz Mitzrayim. So for one who has not read the third parasha of Kriyashma, he's Mekayim, Adin Daraisa, with Emes V'Yatziv, because he's being maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Tzlach points out that there's a Shach in Yardesim Kuf Yud and Klali Svek Sveka, where the Shach points out that by a Savik Drabanan, normally we say Savik Drabanan Lekula, right? That's why if you're not sure if you said Kriyashma, the Gemara is assuming if Kriyashma is Drabanan, you would not say Kriyashma again, because Savik Drabanan Lekula. But the Shach writes, that's only when there's no Cheskas Isser. But if there's a Cheskas Isser, then we don't say Savik Drabanan Lekula. Meaning, if I don't even know if I'm Chayiv in this mitzvah or not, and the whole mitzvah is only Drabanan, then I say Savik Drabanan Lekula. But let's say I know for sure that I'm Chayiv in it. When I wake up in the morning, I'm Chayiv in Kriyashma. There's no doubt. I have a chazaka that I'm mechuyev. So the default position is that I have a chiyuv. The question is, did I discharge that chiyuv already? Safek kara kriyashma, safek lo. Then says the shach, when you have a cheskas iser, you would not say safek drabanan lekula. So he points out that this gemara seems to be against that shach. So it's a raya brura against that shach. So he says, no, it must be that we assume like the Nodeb Yehuda, that only by an iser drabanan that has an ikur min haTorah do we say that a cheskas chiyuv is going to uproot something to Rabban Lekula. But something that has no ikur min haTorah, and it's assuming kriyashma at this point in the Gemara is not even ikur min haTorah, then it would always be something to Rabban Lekula. So Masav Rav Yosef asks Rav Yosef Shabchav Kumecha. So, but doesn't it say Shabchav Kumecha? Meaning there's a pasuk in the Torah that says you have to say kriyashma. So how can you say that kriyashma is only mitrabanan? So Amar Abaya, who be the rhetoric sieve? No, B'Shachav Kumecha is not talking about saying Kriyashma. It's saying that you should learn Torah every morning and every evening. Saying Kriyashma is only a din midrabanan. Wow, so Tanan, Balkeri Mahar Belivo. So the Gemara asks on what we just said, that Chiv Avem is V'yatziv is Daraisa. We said that a Balkeri should be Mahar Kriyashma Belivo in our Mishnah. Ve'inu Mevarech, lo lefaneha, v'lo la'achareha. And he should not be Mevarech at all, even be here or on the Kriyashma, not the Brooks before Kriyashma, not the Brooks after Kriyashma. But when it comes to food, he does say benching behirhu Kippur, Ve'en Mavarech Lefanav, but not Amotzi, even Behuver. Ve'isal Kadaydech Emes Yatzav Daraisa, Livrach Lechrecha. But if you say Emes V'yatzav Daraisa, why isn't he Maharer Emes V'yatzav after Kriya Shema? So it says, well, no, because my time Mavarech, Imushim Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole reason Emes V'yatzav Daraisa is because it has Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the whole reason you want to say that a Balkeri should be Mavarech is on account of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Ha'atkar Lebe Kriya Shema. But over here we're talking about a case where he already said Kriya Shema. He was ready Maharer the entire Kriya Shema. So once he's Maharer Parsha Tzitzis, he already got Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore he doesn't have to be Maharer the Birchus Kriya Shema. V'neim Ahav Aloli Bayuha. So since according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a chiyuv to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Torah, but there's no chiyuv of Kriya Shema per se. So let him be Maharer Emes V'yatziv, and then he won't need to be Maharer Kriya Shema. Meaning there are two. There's one chiyuv midaraisa, and that is Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are two ways to discharge that chiyuv. It could be by saying by being Maharer Kriya Shema, or it could be by being Maharer Emes V'yatziv. So why is the Mishnah suggesting that he be Maharer Kriya Shema? Suggest instead that he do the shorter one. Let him be Maharer Emes V'yatziv. Says Gemara, no, Kriya Shema Adifa Dispeitarti. You might as well kill two birds with one stone. Meaning, even though the Mechayiv of having him be Maharer is just the Yitzias Mitzrayim element, but since one of the options of how to do Yitzias Mitzrayim also gets Kabbalah Salach Shemayim in, so let him be Maharer Kriya Shema, and that way discharge the obligation of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, and the Achronim already point out, the Rishonim really, Shittim Gretzis points out, why is it that he has to be Mahar all three Parshios of Kriya Shema? Meaning, if the whole reason he's allowed to be Mahar anything is only on account of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it should only be Ve'omer. So no, because you can't only be Mahar one Parsh of Kriya Shema and not Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim. You can't cut out Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim from Kriya Shema. So once you can be Mahar Kriya Shema, you have to include the entire thing. Rabbi Lazar disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Savik Kara Kriya Shema, Savik Lo Kara. If one is uncertain whether they said Kriya Shema, Chos V'Kari Kriya Shema, you do say Kriya Shema because Kriya Shema is Daraisa. Savik Spalel, Savik Lois Spalel, Einu Chos V'Spalel. But if he's not sure whether he davened or not, then he does not daven again because Tefillah is only Midrabanan. So what does it mean he does not daven again? Does that mean he may not daven again, or does that mean he does not have to daven again? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashi writes, B'Shem Gaon, that according to Rabbi Lazar, you're not allowed to daven again because it's going to be a violation of Baltosiv. The Ravid, quoted by that Rashba, says that according to Rabbi Lazar, if you want, you're allowed to daven again. It's just that you're not mechuyev to daven again. And based on those two understandings, it's a further machlokas how to understand the next line. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Levai sheyispal adam kol hayom kulo. Halavai, a person should daven all day. There's nothing wrong with davening again. So what does that mean? Does that mean there's nothing wrong with davening again? Or does that mean, if you're not sure whether you davened, you must daven again in order to make sure that you actually davened? So the Rashba writes, B'shem Gaon, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's allowed to daven again if he wants, but he's not mechuyev bedaver, as opposed to Rabbi Lazar, who had said that you're not even allowed to. The Ravid says that no, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that if a person wants, he could daven all day, and therefore when you're mesupak, you must daven again. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan aren't even arguing. Rabbi Lazar is saying that you're not mechuyev to daven again, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying, right, but you might as well daven again. So those are three different ways of understanding what's going on in the Gemara. They're either arguing whether you're allowed to daven again, they're arguing whether you are mechuyev daven again, or they're not arguing, and they all agree you're allowed to daven again, but you're not mechuyev to do so. If a person's in the middle of davening, then he realizes, whoops, I already davened today, then he should stop even in the middle of a bracha. Aini, is that really so? Rav Nachman, ki avin be Rav Baravua, bar minei, hani b'nei Rav, deto, matri d'chol b'Shabbos. What about, we asked the Shaila about people who realized that they were saying a weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos, in the middle of Shemon Esrei, ma'u sheyigmeru, should they just continue and finish that bracha? Ramalan, gomren kolos bracha. And he said to finish the bracha. So you see that if you make a mistake in the middle of a bracha, you have to finish the bracha. You can't just stop in the middle of a bracha. So why does Shmuel say that if you're in the middle of davening and you realize that you're ready to daven, just stop cold. Stop right there. No, you should have to finish the bracha just like in a case where you realize that you're in the middle of Slach Lanu on Shabbos. You got to finish the bracha. So it says, no, Hachi Hashta. You can't compare the two cases. You can't compare a case of a guy who already davened and then realizes in the middle of davening again, and a guy who's just saying the wrong Shemona Esrei, who's saying a weekday Shemona Esrei on Shabbos. Hasam gavra bar chiyuvu hu v'rabbanu d'latzuchu. When you're saying a weekday Shemona Esrei on Shabbos, you are chayiv to say Shemona Esrei. You haven't yet fulfilled that obligation. It's just that the Rabbanu aren't matriach you to say the long version, misham kavod Shabbos. For kavod Shabbos, they abbreviated Shemona Esrei. Aval hacha hatzalilei. But in the case where you already davened, you have no chiyuv whatsoever, so you cannot continue with this tefillah. This tefillah is entirely unnecessary. If a person already davening, he goes into a shul and the tzibur is davening, if he's able to add something new to the tefillah, so then he should daven again. But if he's not able to add anything new to the tefillah, he should not daven again. The Torah quotes his father, the Rush, that he's not sure what it means. So who can't be mechadish davar b'tefillah? Can't think of anything else to ask Hashem for relating to parnasa, to refuah, to something. Who can't be mechadish davar b'tefillah? So he says it must be that it means that nischadish lo davar that he didn't need before. Meaning something came up, a new need came up. He davened already an early shachmas. Now he's at the later minyan, but in between the early minyan and the late minyan, someone else got sick or some other need came up. That must be what mechadish b'davar means. Says the Torah in the name of his father, the Rush. Beis Yosef says, I don't know, I looked at all the Rush's tshuvas and all the Rush's psakim, I never found this passage in the Rush. You imagine that the Torah, being the son of the Rush, maybe had certain things from the Rush that weren't written. But the Beis Yosef says, I don't know what the Torah is talking about, you don't find it anywhere in the Rush. And he said, I don't even understand his kasha. His kasha was, who can't be mechadish davar? There are a lot of people that wouldn't know how to talk to Hashem. That if you say, take a minute, talk to Hashem, they'd say, give me a sitter. I don't know how to talk. They can't think of adding their own things into tefillah. There are a lot of people like that. It's unfortunate, but the Beis Yosef says there are a lot of people that are unable to be mechadish b'davar. They can't just take a moment and talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. That's what it means. Zayin yachal lechadish b'davar. He needs a text. If he doesn't have a text, he's not going to know what to say. So that's how the Beis Yosef understands. So tzricha, we need to both of these dinim. Diyash min kamaisa. If it only would have told me the first din that if you remember in middle of a bracha that you should be mafsik when you remember that you're already davened, I would say hanimi liyachid viyachid. I would say that's only if the first time you davened was biyachidus, and again you're davening biyachidus, so you need to be mafsik or tzibur b'tzibur, or the first time was b'tzibur, and again it's b'tzibur. So you're not getting any extra kiyum in this davening that you're doing now. Aval yachid gabi tzibur command l'tzali davi. But I might think if you already davened biyachidus, now he finds an opportunity to daven with a minion, so that's as if he hasn't davened yet on this level. So Kamash Shmulan, that's why Shmulan has to tell me, not so. Even B'tzibur, he's not allowed to daven again if he's not able to be Mechadish Tavar. V'yashmin Hach, and if he only would have told me the din of Matzah Tzibur Mespalim, that he can only daven with them if he could be Mechadish Tavar, Mishum Tala Askulba, I would say it's because he hasn't yet begun to daven with them. Aval Hasam, but if you're in middle of davening a second time, Da Askulba Emelo, I might think, don't stop, you're right in the middle of something. So Tzricha, that's why Shmulan had to tell me the first din, that even if you're in middle of davening, but you realize you have already davened, that you stop cold. Okay, now the Gemara brings a machlokas. What happens if you come late to shul and the tzibur is already in Shmona Esrei? So how do you handle it? Some Ravuna nichos beskenas matzah tzibur shemespalalin im yochel haskav ligmarat shlo yagia shliach tzibur lemodim yispalal. If you're able to begin and to finish before the shliach tzibur gets to modim, then you should daven together with the tzibur v'imlav al yispalal. But if you're not going to be able to finish before the shliach tzibur gets to modim, then don't daven with them. Wait until the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, say Modim with the Tzibur, and then you'll be Mispalel. Because if you don't say Modim with the Tzibur, Rashi points out, since the entire Tzibur is going to be Korea, it looks like you're being Kofer in he who they are all being Mishtachavet to. So Tosfos just adds, according to that, if you're able to begin and daven and get to Modim when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, meaning if you could time your Modim with the Shliach Tzibur's Modim, it would turn out that you're allowed to daven at that time, as long as you could time it so that you'll be Korea at the same time. The Prisha in Or Chaim Simkuftes points out that it's Dafka Modim that Rafunas Choshesh that you can look like a kofar if you're not Mishtachaveh. But for Kedusha, he was not Choshesh that you look like a kofar when the whole rest of the Tzibur is saying Kedusha. He says it could be because when they're jumping up on their feet, you could do the same thing in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. As opposed to Modim, you're not allowed to be Korea at random points in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. There's an Isra we're going to learn later on of being Korea,
extra during Shemona Esrei. However, Tosfos quotes a minhag of Rabbeinu Tam that if the Chazan would get to Modim when he was still in the middle of Shemona Esrei, he would be korea together with the tzibur. He just wouldn't say anything. So Tosfos says, but that was dafka be'emtsa bracha that you're allowed to do it. But besof bracha, it's going to be a gemara in 2 weeks in dafla medalit that you're not allowed to add extra krios at the end of brachos. So okay, so that's one sheet of that. If you can get to the end of Shemona Esrei before the Shiach Tzibur gets to Modim, it's worth starting and not waiting. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Im Yachal Ask V'Limurat Shul Yegesh Tzibur L'Kedusha Yispalo V'Maval Yispalo. No, you got to be able to finish Shemona Esrei before the Shiach Tzibur gets to Kedusha. So Ma'ikum Mifgi Mar Savri Yachal Amar Kedusha Umar Savri Ein Yachal Amar Kedusha. Rav Huna must hold that a Yachal that davens with the Tzibur says Kedusha in his own Shemona Esrei, and therefore it doesn't matter if they get to Kedusha, because even if they get to Kedusha while you're in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, you'll just join in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. And Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, you're going to miss it. You're not going to be able to say Kedusha, because in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to. How do I know that a Yachid doesn't say Kedusha? Every Davar Shem Kedusha needs at least a minyan. My mashma, how do I learn that from the Pasuk? We learn a Gzeira Shava of Toch Toch. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, V'niktashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael L'Ksiv Hasam, and it says when it comes to the Machlokas of Korach V'Adaso, that Korach Baruch Hu says to Moshe, he balu mitoch ha'eda hazos. So mala alan asara, just like over there, it's a minion of people. So afkan, so to buy davar shem kedusha, it's asara. Says Mar. So over here also, it's asara. So the how do I know that an eda of people is necessarily asara? So that's from the meraglim, that the meraglim are the eda arazos are also an eda, and that's how we know that it's asara. Udukuli alma mias mifsak lo pasuk. But the gemara is medayik from the fact that Rafuna says not to start Shemona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, and Rav Shimon Levi says not to start Shemona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha, we would learn that you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemona Esrei in order to say Kedusha or Modim. So Yibayiluhu, ma'al lahafsik liyehei shmo hagadol mevorach. Can you stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei for Yehei Shmei Rabbah? Meaning that's bigger than Modim and Kedusha. Yehei Shmei Rabbah is so critical. It's so important. That's why we already learned that way back on Dav Gimel, that when the Tzibur says Yehei Shmei Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets the Churban HaBayis. That's why it's so maddening to, if you know a little bit of Maseches Brachos, to look around during Kaddish and see people talking during Yehei Shmei Rabbah. They knew the power of Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So Kiyas Rav Dimi, Am Rav Yudav Rav Shimon, Talmid Rav Yochanan, Amri Lachol Ein Mafsikin, Chutz Min Yehei Shmei Gadol Mevarach, Shafil Osek Memaisa Merkava Posek. There was a Shita that no matter what you're involved in, everything stops for Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Middle of Shemona Esrei, you stop for Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Your middle of Maisa Merkava, the loftiest spiritual things, you stop for Yehei Shmei Rabbah. We happen to not pask in that way, but that's a statement about Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Rabbi Yudah Mevarech Lefneim Lachreim. Rabbi Yudah says they say the Birchus Kriyas Shema and Birchus Hamazon both before and after. The Balkari says all the brachos. So the member of the Ksav Rabbi Yudah Balkari Mutter B'Divrei Torah, does that mean Rabbi Yudah holds that a Balkari is just Mutter to say Divrei Torah? V'am Rabbi Shimon Levi Minayin LeBalkari Sha'asu B'Divrei Torah Shemar V'Datam V'Nechel V'Nei V'Nechel V'Samuch LeYom Asher Madta Mala Halan Balkari Nasurin by Har Sinai Balikari, we're not allowed to be there. We were not allowed to be Balikari. Afkan Balikari Asurin. So Divrei Torah, Balikari. Every time we learn Torah, it should be a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. So by Har Sinai, we couldn't be a Balikari. Shouldn't be able to be a Balikari by Divrei Torah. V'chitem Rabbi Yudah lo darsh smuchim. You're going to tell me, nah, Rabbi Yudah is not going to darshin the juxtaposition of two psukim. V'amir Rav Yosef afilu manda lo darsh smuchim b'kol haTorah b'mishna Torah darish. Even if you're not darsh smuchim in general, in Sefer Devarim you are. Rabbi Yudah lo darsh smuchim b'kol haTorah kula. The Mishnah Torah, Darish. Rabbi Yudah was generally not Darish Smuchim, but a Mishnah Torah he was. Where do we find that he's not Darish Smuchim elsewhere in the Torah? It doesn't say what Misa to give the Mechashefa, it just says that she cannot live. And it says, besamach to that, that anyone who commits bestiality is mos yumas. So it's a smichus. Lomar, ma shochiv in behema beskila, af mechashefa. nami b'skila. So we learn from there to give them a chashefa skila. Amle Reuuda b'chimim b'nei she'smacho inyano v'notzi zol the skila. What? Because of a smichus, we're going to be willing to give the woman skila. Ella ovi yidoni b'chal kol machshefa mayu. Oven yidoni are examples of kishuv. V'loma yatsu. Why are they written separately in their own pasuk to tell me that they get skila? Lahakish lahen. It's a hekish that we're supposed that the Torah is making. Loma l'cha ma ovi yidoni b'skila af mechashefa b'skila. So it's not based on the smichus that we learn skila from machashefa. It's based on a hekish. So Mishnah Torah minolan. So there you see, Rav Yehuda is not willing to be dorish smuchim. But in Mishnah Torah minolan dorish, where do we find that he is dorish smuchim in Mishnah Torah? Titani Rav Lozer Amar Nosi Adam Anus Hasaviv Mufutas Aviv. A person, you're not allowed to marry Eish Hasaviv, but you can marry an Anus, a woman that his father had seduced or had been ma'anis. Anus Spino Mufutas Spino, or his son had. Rav Yehuda Oser Banus Aviv Mufutas Aviv. Rav Yehuda says, no, you're not with your father's Anus or Mufutav. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get that from? You're not allowed to be with a woman that your father has been with. How do I know that it's a nusas aviv? Because of a smichus. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Amri in Mishnah Torah darish. Yeah, he is darish smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Vahani smuchim ribayle li'idach to Rishu ben Levi. But the smuchim that we wanted a darshan to tell me that a balkari can't learn Torah is needed for a different teaching. And the smuchim is Yom Asher Madal Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev. So it's from there that that smuchim is already needed to tell me that teaching your child Torah is like giving it to him from Har Sinai. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanan.